Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I have an even more excited outlook than I had yesterday, and I think that's what we would love to hear from you Warrior fans. Can we load this up right now and talk to y'all? We got an hour till Greg Cosell comes on. So you woke up yesterday thinking what about the Warriors, and then you woke up today thinking what about the Warriors? Like what sort of happened in those 24 hours now that you've watched one game? Well, acknowledge it's just one game, which is why my biggest takeaway, my biggest excitement about what happened last night, Dibs, was what happened after the game. And I believe that it actually leads to me needing to look at you and take an L.
Oh, boy.
I got to take one.
Okay.
Because what I saw after the game was the Warriors' culture winning out through a situation that I felt very, very worried about in terms of its complexities, which was all of the offseason drama with Jonathan Kuminga, but it goes way, way deeper than that. I would challenge anybody to find me, forget the NBA, find me a team in professional sports that one game into its season, you're going to get Buddy Hield and Jimmy Butler and their performance that they always have after the
Turns
game.
Turns out Buddy hates Jimmy.
Hates him. So you get Buddy hates Jimmy. You get Jonathan Kuminga referring to himself as a sponge. You get Jimmy Butler saying, yeah, me and Jonathan, we've been hanging out. We've been hanging out before practice, after practice. I know how good he can be. I know how good he wants to be. We're trying to explain to him what he needs in order to achieve that greatness. You have Steve Kerr and Jonathan, I think, striking new chords about one another. You have Draymond Green and Jimmy Butler putting a bet on the table and then making it public that you're going to outshoot Steph Curry from the free throw line. You have Steph Curry being made aware of this bet for the first time and telling his teammate, you got no chance to beat me. Do you understand the sideshow that came after the show? The Warriors need to rename themselves the After Party. This thing is just as entertaining as the game. And there's a connectivity to what you're seeing from this team that I have a hard time believing is not going to show up in the standings. This group is really, really on the same page. And through all of the drama of the offseason, I really had my doubts that at least this quickly they would be able to capture that vibe, knowing that there was going to be all of these Kuminga questions after every game. And I was told directly by people with the Warriors, don't you worry about it. The culture here is going to swallow that up and spit it out. It'll be fine. We're a game in. Anything can happen. This could change.
Yep.
But right now, this is exactly how you want it to look and feel.
The culture has, through one game, swallowed that up and spit it out. You've got Jimmy talking about mentoring JK. JK talking about how I just want to do the right thing. Jimmy and Buddy with a new level of mutual hatred. And Buddy hates him. And ha ha ha, and I really love Jimmy. And Draymond Green with a triple single, and he's a plus 20 in the plus minus. And, oh, by the way, Steph was mostly not needed until he hit a 30-footer.
Think of what you just said.
Steph Curry was mostly not needed.
Not needed.
I mean, Steph was fine.
Yeah.
I mean,
he was just whatever.
Like, Steph Curry was, he played basketball. Steph.
Yeah.
Steph Curry plays basketball tonight. Shout out Doc Pandya. And then he hit a 30-footer, and he didn't go night-night, but they cut to Guy Santos on the bench, and Guy hit the night-night, and it's like, I get it, Steph. It's game one. You don't want to go to that too early. But
he threatened it. Did you see that?
He kind of like leaned down.
He pulled his hands up, but only to like chest level.
Sure.
He looked at the crowd and he pulled the hands up like, I'm going to do it. And he's like, maybe it's a little too early to do it.
It's too early.
I tell you what.
And then Guy did it on the bench.
And half of us said Splash did it, by the way, as well.
I, in my living room with the towel on my shoulder as I took a pause from my dishes and, you know, baby girls upstairs and my wife had gone to bed, I actually hit the night-night. And I looked at the TV. I'm like, yeah, Steph, me. Oh, no. It's me and Guy. It's me and Guy doing the night-night. Not Steph.
Hey, Dibs.
Yeah. Hey, Dibs, your night-night. I like your night-night because I'm doing the same thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that moment was like, all right, Steph. Oh, wait. Steph Curry does play basketball tonight. Not that he wasn't bad.
No,
he wasn't bad. He was good enough. He was not, like, elite Steph, but the rest of them were so good. And Jimmy... not Jimmy Buckets, but Jimmy Free Throw.
Man.
Maybe we'll call him Jimmy 15-footer.
Jimmy was phenomenal last night.
Yeah,
Jimmy,
I do want to say this, and I don't want to like get the show bogged down into this take.
This is going to be about the refs, isn't it?
It's not about the refs. That first half was absolutely unwatchable. It was awful on both sides. You had mutual flopping. You had Draymond getting a tee from the bench.
Yep.
You had too many whistles. You had a lot of turnovers. It was ugly, and I get it. These guys are all like coming out of the preseason, but for me, that first half was, oh my God, is this what we've waited all these months for?
Well,
that first half was mostly unwatchable.
You're right. It's the first half.
It was unwatchable.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know, man. Like, everybody is rusty. Like, yeah, it was a sloppy deal. And I didn't love a lot of the calls. I didn't love a lot. And some of them, I mean that in both directions. Like, a lot of times, I thought, you know, the Warriors would get called for a foul, and you're like, I'm not a foul.
Nope.
And then the Warriors go to the other end, and the foul would get called, and you're like, nobody touched him.
Nope.
Like, you know what I mean? And so I'm going to hope that this isn't what most games are going to look like, and I mean that from the entire group. A little wobbly out of the gate, but it is out of the gate. And the second half certainly looked better, and sometimes it's going to be like that. Sometimes it's going to be like that. There was only one time where I think Warrior fans wanted to stand up out of their chair and be offended, and when games get like that, where tensions go up and technicals are happening and the officials are having a hard time keeping control of it, and then you get a player like Marcus Smart,
oh boy,
who looks like, whether he was or not, but does something where he looks like he's either trying to intentionally injure a star or at least being cavalier about it. That's gonna get everybody going. And I thought that was the moment when the officials grabbed control of the game. That was the moment where they're like, no, we're not just like, you're not fooling us. We're gonna call it and we're gonna go to the review. And now we're gonna tap you for a flagrant. And that was at that point that I think Marcus got word, like, dude, we're not doing this. We're not doing this tonight. And then it got better from there. Whole thing got better from there.
It got better. And, you know, you got into that third quarter flow and they started to actually play basketball. But that first half, so many fouls, so many turnovers. And that's where we could talk about Jonathan Kuminga first half, second half. I think that JK in the first half was a little bit, he was pressing a little bit. He was a little sloppy. They all were sloppy.
Yep.
Draymond Green had 4 turnovers, and there were, I think, 27 total turnovers. That first half was just patently ugly, and I do like what you said about, you know, the locker room, and they come out, and I don't know if they actually script their first 5 plays like Shanahan, but
I don't know.
The opening play was, all right, JK, boom, pop open, get a 3, and then the next play, he goes ahead and slips the screen, and he gets a bounce pass and a layup. It felt like they wanted to get JK a couple of comfortable looks in the second half to get him going.
Here's Steve Kerr on that area of the game that you're talking about with some general comments about Jonathan Kuminga, who all in all, again, the second half was a chef's kiss. I thought he was just unbelievable in the second half. Here's what Steve Kerr said.
I think
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radnor, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
He's really, really matured. You know, he's had a great camp. We've had some really good conversations. I think he has a better understanding of, you know, what we need. He saw in the first half, he took a couple tough mid-range fadeaways that we don't want. He immediately held up his hand. He realized, you know, that was not the shot. He had, you know, a couple turnovers where he drove into traffic. And second half starts, and, you know, the whole talk at halftime was, let's use Steph Curry. Let's use his movement and put pressure on the defense, because we didn't do that in the first half. And Jonathan, the first few plays of the third quarter, it was beautiful. He screened for Steph, slipped to the rim. Draymond got him a bucket. We ran our split cut stuff. They both went with Steph. He hit the wide open three. I think he just has a better sense of what's needed now compared to past years.
And I mean, when I hear him say that, I don't know that you would call that a script, because every play has multiple options.
Yep.
It's just like when people go, I can't believe Kyle Shanahan didn't dial up more for Juwan Jennings. It's like, wait a minute, you drop back to pass and there's five options going on out on the field, and then you see what the defense does, and then you grab what the defense allows you to do. I think basketball, no different. But they ran some plays. Some of those plays went JK's way. He absolutely did. Everybody on the floor did exactly what you wanted them to do. They were reading the defense. They were effective. They were smart with the ball. And they went out and turned a one-point lead into a double-digit lead literally before a lot of people got back from the restroom. Great. That's where they won the game, was right there in that four-minute stretch.
Yeah, and that slip cut that he's talking about is the play that I'm going to highlight, where I do think that that was a scripted play, and we can ask Steve about that. I don't want to get too deep in the weeds, but Kuminga comes up to set a screen for Steph, which is normally like either Steph fades it or he comes off the screen, and Steph gets the ball. But Draymond immediately is looking right at JK for the bounce pass, and he threads it right to him and right up, bank it in. That's a bucket, and that was a classic JK move right there.
888-957-9570. What stood out? What grabbed you? For me, it was the connectivity of everything you heard all of these Warriors say after the game, maybe even more so than the game itself. But I got to think, for some of you, the optimism rises a little bit when you see how effective this group was, combined with the fact that there's some built-in acquisitions coming. Moses Moody's coming. DeAnthony Melton is coming. Sure, throw Seth Curry into this as well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.